Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
As we sit here and wait for the Supreme Court justices to issue their decision on the Affordable Care Act, among other things, think about this for just a moment. How many things do you await with really no idea what's coming? No leaks. We have nothing coming from the Supreme Court that might give us a clue as to how they may have decided. You know, the White House is trying to clamp down on leaks coming from the White House at this point. They might get a little advice from their colleagues at the Supreme Court. We don't even know when the decision will be released. It could happen, as I said, as early as today. The nine Supreme Court justices know what the verdict is. Their clerks know. Lots of people, in fact, know what the decision is, but they're not talking.
It's because they're robots.
So it could be.
The justices
it could be
are robots.
Well,
the
let's find out for
robots.
Sure, because we have two clerks with us. Both of them are former clerks for Justice John Paul Stevens. Jamal Green is now Associate Professor of Law at Columbia Law School. And David Friedman is Senior Vice President and Special Counsel for the Boston Red Sox now. Gentlemen, thanks for speaking with us.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Okay. So short of hiring all robots to clerk for the nine Supreme Court justices, how do they keep any leak from getting out?
Well, I think a big part of it is just the sort of momentum of being part of an institution that is known for not leaking. And you take your job, and from the first day, you get a speech from the Chief Justice saying, it's really important that we keep the confidences here. And then you work in this very close relationship with the Justice and your three other clerks, and you really feel that it's a betrayal of loyalty. I think it's probably the case that if and when a leak did come out from the court, it's more likely to come from a justice himself who has life tenure than from one of the clerks.
David Friedman, were you ever tempted to tell someone about a forthcoming verdict?
You know, law clerks work on all these really important cases, so it's a pretty heady experience. And sure, it's tempting at a cocktail party to say, hey, you know, there's this really interesting case, but I totally agree with Jamal that there's an ethos and a culture of professionalism, and it's such a small place that if you were foolish enough to say anything, it'd be pretty easy to figure out who did it.
Well, let me ask you, Jamal, what behind the scenes, does it become rancorous on something like the Affordable Care Act? You know, you read some of these decisions, like the dissenting opinion on Citizens United, for example, and you imagine there must have been a fight going on behind the scenes. Is that what happens?
There have been times when it does get rancorous. It really depends on the group of clerks you have and whether they're sort of friends behind the scenes. I think just like in politics, where you can have people across the aisle sort of having drinks after they get off of C-SPAN, I think very similar with the justices and with the clerks themselves, it can actually be quite peaceful. Though there's some lore that there was a big fight on the Supreme Court basketball court during Bush versus Gore. I actually don't know whether that's true, but that's actually more the exception than the rule.
But then, David Friedman, do you end up, let's say, that the justice you're clerking for is on the opposite side of the fence on a decision than someone else's? Let's say, you know, Stephen Breyer's clerks. Do they suddenly get in scrape-ups with Scalia? Do you feel like you have to kind of not speak about certain things with each other?
Clerks can certainly disagree personally, but, you know, you're working for a justice of the Supreme Court, and your job is not what is your personal opinion. Your job is to do your job and be a lawyer for that justice. So I don't think at the end of the day the personal views of law clerks get in the way of anything.
I wonder, David, I'm sure you may have seen these polls showing that the opinion, the American public's opinion of the Supreme Court has declined in recent years and is at this point at an all-time low. And that has to be because they feel as though the Supreme Court has been influenced by politics. Do you think that's true?
I think it's true that that's why the poll numbers are down, sure. You know, the court's an interesting institution, though, because it's the one part of government that has to justify its decisions with opinions. And so people can read the opinions themselves and judge for themselves. Does that sound like they were making a ruling based on the law? Or does it seem to me like, you know, this is kind of a flimsy ruling and it's more political? If a court, as in Bush versus Gore, says, well, we're going to rule today, but this doesn't necessarily govern future cases, then that might be a hint that politics is afoot.
Jamal, I wonder what you think about that. I mean, obviously, as David pointed out, the American public thinks that some of the decisions are political. Do you think some of them are?
Well, I think that's a pretty difficult to dispute, although I think one of maybe the key number from polling is that the Supreme Court is still, you know, something like two or three times as popular as Congress. So
that's not saying much, Jamal.
Yeah, right. Well, what usually happens when people are sort of in a bad mood about the country is that they don't like any institution of government, and so the court sort of dips along with the rest of the branches. And of course, just to answer the bottom line question, of course, politics matters sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't matter quite as much as it does with other institutions.
So, Jamal, you must be in touch with perhaps John Paul Stevens, perhaps some of the people who are still at the court.
I have a friend who's clerking at the court, and he hasn't told me a word.
Really? So you knew I was going to ask you. David Friedman, you now work for the Boston Red Sox. They're also pretty good at keeping a tight lid on leaks, right?
We try, but there's a lot of times when you're not in control. If you're in trade talks with another club and all of a sudden there's a news account, well, it probably came from the other club. You just don't know. And, you know, that's the one thing about the Supreme Court. It's such an insular place that except for the justices and the law clerks and maybe a couple secretaries, there are no third parties out there. There's not an independent print shop or someone that they're having trade talks with to leak information.
So have you gotten any leaked information? I won't tell anybody. It'll just between you and me. Anything coming from the Supreme Court? Any leaks, David?
I hear it's going to be a really close case.
Everybody knows that. So what do you think? On the merits of the case, do you have any idea how the Supreme Court may come down?
Well, I'm now in sports, so I'm not even an expert in healthcare law, but I agree with many of the scholars who originally thought this shouldn't be a close case because precedent generally favored Commerce Clause exercise of this sort of power. So, you know, if you'd asked me 12 months ago, I would have said it probably isn't that close. But what do I know? I'm a sports lawyer.
And Jamal Green, what about you?
Well, what do I know? I'm a constitutional lawyer, which is to say I also thought, well, 2 years ago, I would have said that this is a fairly frivolous argument on the part of the people challenging the Affordable Care Act. It will be a close case. I'm pretty confident of that. I'm not confident about the outcome. It's really hard to tell.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you. What do I know? I'm just a radio host. Jamal Green, Associate Professor of Law at Columbia Law School. David Friedman, now Senior Vice President and Special Counsel for the Boston Red Sox. Both clerked for Justice John Paul Stevens. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you both.